Welcome to the Digital Story Show, new tools for the creative mind. The Digital Story Show takes you inside with tips for the creative pursuit of photography, music, video, hardware, software, techniques, and hacks. You'll soon find yourself thinking less about buttons and menus and more about expressing the artist inside us all. Now the Digital Story Show with Derek Story.
November 11th, 2008, The Digital Story Show with Derek Story. Today's topic, Event Mania. Event Mania. Welcome back to another Digital Story. Glad to have you here. I have some interesting photography stuff to talk about today. And you may be wondering already, Event Mania, what exactly is he talking about? Well, this came about actually from the last little batch of trade shows that I did, the last one being in New York City, Photo Plus Expo. And I had a lot of Digital Story members come by and say hi when I was working in the O'Reilly booth or when I was teaching classes there. And one of the things that they talked about all sorts of stuff, mainly the podcast and the photo assignment. But one of the things that came up a lot, sort of a theme, was how interesting a lot of the events that I did in 2008 were to them, and they actually wanted to talk about that. So I was thinking, yes, it is interesting. I mean, I'm very lucky, and it's a lot of fun, and I love being able to talk about them and share them with everyone in our virtual camera club. But then I started, thinking even more, which is a strain for me, but I manage to do it sometimes. And I was thinking, well, what if I told you ahead of time, some of the stuff that I was going to be doing in 2009, some of the stuff you may want to come along on, or at least have it on your calendar for maybe someone who's looking for a good photography workshop in New Mexico, or someone that wants to go to China in 2009, or even more mundane things like just a good aperture workshop in San Francisco. So I thought, okay, you know what? I'm going to actually get this all organized now and then do a podcast on it. And then that way everyone will know. And that way you have some time to plan if you feel like joining me on one of these things that I'm going to be doing in 2009. So I'm going to go over them right now so you can sort of hear a little bit about what these things are. But then I'm going to do two other things. One is I'm going to make sure that the event calendar is up to date with everything that I'm talking about here on the Digital Story. And if you've never gone there, it's a link that's at the top of the page. It's the text links that are at the top of the page. And it's called Events, Event Calendar, I believe. And you just click on it, and then it opens up a calendar, an online calendar. And it has all the events. You can go from month to month. Go to the month view if it comes up in some other view, by the way. If it comes up in the weekly view, just go to month view. That's an option you have. And if you see an event that you want to know more about, then you just click on it and you get an information box that has all the stuff. So I'll make sure that that's up to date. And that's always there. That event calendar is always there. And then the other thing that I'll do is in the show notes for this show, I'll list out all the stuff that I'm talking about and try to put in as many links as I have right now. So then you can just go to the show notes and check some of this stuff out also. I have a variety of things here. I have, half-day workshops. I have webcasts and then week-long trips. So we got a little bit of everything. So let's get going on this. So the next thing that's coming up is a workshop on November 22nd. So it's right around the corner and it's here in Santa Rosa. When I say here in Santa Rosa, that's because I'm here right now, not you, at the junior college. So if you're in the Northern California area, you might be interested in this. It's called I've Taken Great Pictures, Now What? And it's actually a workflow class where I work with everyone in the class to develop a workflow for them based on the tools that they have right now, and then also talk about other tools that they might not have, and so they can start thinking about where they want to take their workflow. And we actually have a worksheet where you get to sort of, piece together the things that you have. So if you are on a Mac and you just have iPhoto and you want to stick with it, we build a workflow around that. If you're starting to outgrow that and you're thinking about moving on to something else, then we talk about Aperture and Lightroom and Photoshop. So it's pretty interesting. It's a good workshop. It runs from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. On the 22nd, and I'll put the link to the site. You can register online. It's $63, the tuition for this one. And I'll put the link where you can register online in the show notes and in the event calendar. Now, I have a free thing coming up after that on Tuesday, December 16th, and that's a webcast. And I'm doing these more with both O'Reilly Media and then Safari Books Online. And this webcast is called Five Things Photographers Need to Know About Photoshop CS4. And as you know, I've been, you know, working a lot with this latest version of Photoshop, and I have a nice little presentation. And the webcasts are fun, of course. You log on, so you get to see the screen that I'm working with, and then voiceover. And it's going to be on December 16th at 10:30 a.m. Pacific time. And it's a freebie. All you have to do is sign up. And then also, I'm going to host in the O'Reilly Digital Media forums afterwards, I'm going to host just a conversation about Photoshop. It'll be like a Q&A. And I'll do that for like 3 days afterwards. So if you have questions about Photoshop CS4, not only will I be in the forum to answer them, but we'll have other folks too. And it should be a good time. So this is a good opportunity for sort of wondering, is this upgrade for me, or is it time that I make the move to CS4? If you're kind of hanging in the balance, you might want to check this out, because between the forum discussion that'll go on for about 3 days and the webcast, you'll get a lot of good information, and it's all totally free. And the timing's good also because, you know, now the 30-day download is available, the trial download for Photoshop CS4. So you could sort of time it so that, you do the webcast, you participate in the forum, and you download the trial version, and then you can actually play with some of the stuff. It won't cost you anything, and then you can get a good idea, is this for me or not? Then in January, things really heat up right after the holidays, and I start out on January 4th. This is all Northern California, and this is around Macworld, which happens the first week of January this year. But even before Macworld gets started, I started at Macworld on the 5th of January. But on the 4th of January, we have an evening event at the Book Passage, which is a terrific bookstore in Corte Madera. We're going to do an Ask the Experts panel discussion. And we're actually going to do two of those that week. The first one will be at Book Passage, and the second one's going to be at the Apple Store, San Francisco. And at both of them, I'm going to be moderating and commenting, and then I'm going to have Deke McClellan there, who is the Photoshop expert, as far as I'm concerned, and he'll be at both of them. I'm going to have Mikkel Olland there, who's the guy that leads the Lightroom Adventure and has just published his second book on Lightroom, and just very knowledgeable about photography and Lightroom both, and then it'll be myself. And then we might have one or two special guests also. So this is going to be terrific. It's a free event on January 4th at Book Passage in Corte Madera. We always get a good turnout for this, and we're going to do a lot of question and answer. So something to note on your calendar if you're in the Bay Area right after the holidays. Then we get started on Macworld. I start out at Macworld with an Aperture Power Tools workshop. And this will be the third one I think I've done now. And it runs for 2 days. It's both January 5th and January 6th. And you sign up on the Macworld Expo site. I'll have a link to it. But I like this workshop a lot because it really, we have enough time to really get into Aperture. And it's not for experts so much. It's more for people who are, you know, relatively new to Aperture or have been playing with it for a while and still not feeling as comfortable as they like. I cover all the basics, and then I have a lot of good tips too. But if you're already a power user, this won't be for you. This is more for folks still trying to get comfortable with Aperture, and that's January 5th and 6th And that's the Power Tools Workshop. And that will be at Macworld. Now, I'm doing a couple other sessions at Macworld that week, too. Another one that I'm really looking forward to is going to be on January 7th. And that's going to be 5 ways to work more efficiently in Photoshop. And again, this is all related to the Photoshop work that I've been doing. This is going to be in user session. So if you've signed up for the user conference at Macworld, you can just come on over to this session. It'll be January 7th, and that's going to be at 1 p.m. at Macworld. And these are all in San Francisco. And then on the 8th, I'm doing a Mac lab. I'm doing a hands-on lab. This is a 2-hour lab, and it's called Building a Better Workflow with Photoshop. And that will also be at Macworld. So I'll have links to all of these. These are all part of the Macworld program. They have a power tool workshops. They have user sessions. They have labs. They have this mix. So I'm going to do 2 Photoshop sessions and 1 Aperture workshop. And I'm looking forward to all of them. Now, at the Apple Store then on Thursday night in San Francisco, and that'll be January 8th, we're doing the Ask the Experts again. It'll be pretty much the same panel. So if you're in town and you miss the one at Book Passage, then you want to make sure that you get over to the Apple Store at 7:30 on Thursday night, January 8th, and we're going to have that great panel discussion again with Deke and Mikkel and myself and whoever else we can rope up there on stage. It's going to be a good time. I love these Ask the Experts panels because we just get good crowd participation and we get lots of energy on the stage too. It's good time. Now, I'm going to do a user group talk on February 17th, the North Bay Mac Users Group, which is sort of my home base user group. They're the folks that have always supported me really well, and I've always tried to support them very well. We get great turnouts. It's a wonderful user group. So on the 17th, I'm going to talk about Photoshop Made Easy and really, say, kind of cut through the stuff here. A lot of times when I speak at user groups, I don't want to get too far out there because, you have folks at all different levels, and you always have a good chunk of people who are coming to user group just because, they're so perplexed by the Mac. So, it's going to be a fairly basic talk, but it'll be a good one, and that will be on February 17th. And then I have another workshop in March at the Santa Rosa JC, and that's going to be How I Did It. And this will be the second time I've done that workshop. It's really a course in taking good pictures, and pictures that look different, and I like to say in parentheses, better than everyone else's. And so what I do is I show some of these different techniques, to create pictures a little bit more impact, and then I explain how I did it. And the first one went over really well. People seem to enjoy it a lot. And that's going to be on Saturday, March 28th, in Santa Rosa, at the Santa Rosa Junior College. It'll be from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Tuition on these are almost always $63, and I'll make sure I have a link. It's a fun workshop, and Santa Rosa is the JC there is a great place to teach. Now we get to the two biggies, and these are both in July. And if you're interested in either one of these, I wanted to make sure that I got it out there early enough so you could do some planning. But I'm going to do another cruise, a Mac Mania cruise. This will be Mac Mania 9. And this one is to the Far East. And this is a very, very interesting. You actually will fly to China from wherever you are. And then you'll board the cruise ship in China. And the stops, obviously, there's going to be, you'll spend some time in China itself. There's going to be a stop in South Korea. And then there's going to be 2 stops in Japan, and then you come back to China. And in addition to that, both before the cruise itself, and the cruise itself is July 11 through 17, but before the cruise, they have an event, basically a tour of some of the great spots in China. I think that's like a week before that you can add on. And then afterwards, there are two events that, special events, I think each of them are 2 or 3 days that are also in China. You know, one's to the Great Wall. Another one is, you know, to a couple great spots there in China, like the Forbidden City and so forth. So this is a real opportunity. And I like these cruises for a couple reasons. One, because, first of all, you get to go to somewhere interesting. They're always to somewhere interesting, and in this case, the Far East. And then on top of that, the classes are terrific. And the way that it works is that while you're at sea, going from one place to another, that's when we have the conference. And then once you're in port, then you go and, you know, you do whatever, you know, you've signed up to do or that you want to do. And then when we get back on the ship, you know, then the classes start again. And what a lot of people do is that they use it as an opportunity to go to a conference, but also, you know, bring their spouse or bring their family. And because there's plenty on the ship for, you know, other people to do if they're not participating in the conference. It's really a nice mix. I enjoyed it a lot. So I'm going to be teaching photography on the cruise, and I'm going to do an aperture class, a Lightroom class, an iPhoto class, and some general photography. So there'll be lots of photography on board. Try to get you prepared for when you go to, you know, one of the destinations, so that you're ready to take your shots. And then also give you a little instruction and tips and so forth, what to do with them when you get back on the ship. So it's it works really well, and I tell you, I think photography classes and you know, these tours just are, you know, they're like peanut butter and jelly. They go together so well. So I'm not going to do any of the extra tours because my schedule's a little tight there. But I will be on the cruise itself from the 11th to the 17th, and I will be going to you know, all the stops and all that sort of stuff. And it's Mac Mania 9, and it's part of the whole Geek Cruise thing. They do, you know, these regularly. This will be my fourth or fifth one. Fourth one, I think. And I totally enjoy them. And that's July 11th through 17th. Now, right after that, I'm going to be teaching at Santa Fe Workshops again this year. And that's obviously in Santa Fe, New Mexico. And that's going to run from July 19th to the 25th. And there I'm going to teach a beginning workflow with Adobe Photoshop and Lightroom. It's the same thing I taught last year in Santa Fe. I like this workshop for a couple reasons. First of all, the course material is interesting. Basically, I'll be working with Photoshop CS4 and Adobe Photoshop Lightroom, and sort of showing the strengths of each and how to build a workflow using them both or just one individually. So it's nice because you can kind of come and sort of figure out, you know, what the best fit is for you. You'll learn a lot about Lightroom. You'll learn a lot about the workflow in Photoshop CS4 and actually really be able to build something yourself. But the other cool thing, since you're in Santa Fe and since you're part of their photography workshop, and you know, they have a great heritage there. This is a photographer's paradise. We will also do shoots on at least 2 of the mornings, probably 3 of the mornings, where we actually go somewhere, and you know, we'll shoot. Last year we went to Tent Rocks and Jackalope and a couple other places, and so that way you'll be working with your own shots during the workshop. And so when you come away from the workshop, not only will you have, you know, whatever you've learned, you're also going to have some great photographs. And then on top of that, you're part of the shared workshop experience there in Santa Fe. There are a number of workshops going on at the same time, but they bring us together also for shared events. So we have like the instructor presentations a couple nights during the week. And then we also have the final thing where we have class presentations on the last night of the workshop. And that's, you know, with a dinner and everything. And it's really cool because you're there in this beautiful place in New Mexico. You're hanging around a bunch of people that are just passionate about photography. You're learning stuff. And it's a whole week where you get to do nothing but just focus on your photography and sort of leave the rest of the world behind. And it's a great experience. I'm really lucky to be able to teach there. And so it's, if you're interested in that, definitely, I'll have a link there. So definitely take a look at it. And even if you're not interested in the Photoshop Lightroom one, you might want to take a look at the rest of the stuff that's on the calendar there. It's really a good time, really a good time. So that is sort of the overview. That is what's going on all the way up through the first half of 2009. You know, obviously the biggies are, you know, the Far East cruise, where I'll be teaching photography, and we'll be in China, South Korea, and Japan, and then also in Santa Fe the week following that. But also, the Macworld event, for those of you that use the Mac, and I don't know if you've ever gone to Macworld San Francisco, but it is my favorite conference. It and Photo Plus New York are my two favorite conferences, and I just thoroughly enjoy Macworld. This year, Macworld is going to have very much a photography focus. There is a lot and a lot and a lot more of photography going on there. And I think in part because photography is so popular right now. And then also we're in between operating system releases from Apple. So there, you know, there won't be the focus on, you know, a new OS release. So if you're on the Mac platform, and obviously you love photography or you wouldn't be listening to the show, then this year's Macworld would be a good one to consider, because you're going to get as much photography as you can tolerate. It's a great expo floor. There's lots of events going on. It's in San Francisco in January, which is almost always good weather, knock on wood, and I'm knocking on wood right now. And it's a very enjoyable time. So I would also consider that. And it will probably be, you know, more affordable than going to the Far East or even going to Santa Fe, but also could give you a good fix. All three of those are just, you know, dynamite things. If you could make any of them, I think you would really enjoy it. And then the other little events, you know, if you're in the area, please check the event calendar. And no matter where you are, you can join me for the webcast in December. All you need is a computer and internet connection for that. So that's that right now. I think I'll leave that just exactly where it is. And obviously I'll do individual postings as I get close to them. I want to mention the photo assignment for this month, for November, is Whirlwind. Whirlwind, I hope it resonates with you. I wanted something that just could be interpreted so many different ways. And really, this is a photo assignment about motion, right? Really, it's about motion. It's about energy and motion and showing motion or showing energy. You know, it also could be, you know, very much a person thing where someone's, you know, there's a lot to do with this one. And so I hope you give it a try. I think I've worked through all the technical difficulties we've had over the last month. So this should be a nice, clean presentation. You have till the end of this month for Whirlwind. And then I also want to mention the photo assignment. I love it when I get new folks that come on board, and right away they send in the grab shots. And then right away they send in some grab shots. That always makes me very happy. So remind you about the grab shots. And then also Red River Paper and I are working on a cool project. It's going to be a black and white printing project. I'm going to have more to report about that very soon. So thanks to Red River for their support of the digital story. And we got good stuff coming along the line there. And then Boink Software, the makers of Photo Magico, they've also released Boink's TV. And I'm going to be working with them on that. And this is an application that basically allows you to use anything from an EyeSight camera to a plugged-in camcorder. And it's so easy to use, and it just like creates a virtual set for you where you can do basically your own anything, like a news show. And then it just outputs it to whatever format you want. And the most basic layperson can use it to create some dynamite stuff. So I'm definitely going to be talking about that. And Boinks is a longtime sponsor of Digital Story. So I'm just pleased as heck that they continue to come out with these great products for Mac users. All right. Well, that's going to do it for me this week. Like I said, Event Mania. No kidding. I hope that I get to see you at one of these things. And if not, I will keep you posted on everything that happens, both before, during, and after, here on The Digital Story. That's it for this week. I'll see you next week. Bye-bye now.
Your questions and comments, email them to questions@thedigitalstory.com. For show notes, web blogs, and informative articles, visit www.thedigitalstory.com. We'll see you next time on The Digital Story.